From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's an understatement to say that 2003 was a wild year in California politics. Voters recalled the governor they'd just elected the year before. Then came a free-for-all two-month campaign with more than 130 candidates on the ballot. When the dust settled, a former bodybuilder turned Hollywood superstar had come out on top. But those who follow the politics of the Golden State say that while it was certainly an entertaining year, it wasn't all that surprising. For decades, Californians have used the ballot to settle conflicts over just about everything, from taxes to affirmative action to immigration. NPR's Ina Jaffe has this report on democracy, California style.
California's long been the butt of jokes. As far as the rest of the nation's concerned, it's the place all the nuts rolled out to, as if the continent were tilted. Then came the recall election. Suddenly, the state that's known for supplying around half the nation's fruits and vegetables was also supplying nearly 100% of the material for the nation's comedians, like Bill Maher on his HBO show, Real Time.
But you would be too. Now, I could lay a lot of technical political explanations on you about what's going on, but basically what's happening here in California is Arnold Schwarzenegger is running for governor against Gary Coleman.
How could a professional comic not love a story where you didn't have to do a lot more to get a laugh than just state the facts?
Now, Arnold was on the Today Show today. He was a little light on specifics. He said he could solve California's $38 billion budget deficit without cutting spending or raising taxes because there was a third way. What is it? Let's just say it involves a robot going back in time.
But the state that's a laughingstock to some is the paragon of democracy to others. Daniel Smith teaches political science at Florida State University. He says that the recall, the initiative, and the referendum put in place in California and other states by the progressives in the early 20th century have resulted in a more politically aware citizenry. And the recent recall, he says, was a great demonstration of that.
Look, turnout in California in October of 2003 was 10 points higher than it was in the general election in 2002 in November. So there was something very compelling about the process that certainly progressive reformers understood. It gets citizens to participate. It gets them to think about politics. It gets them to discuss politics. And we certainly saw all of those things in October out in California.
Throughout his campaign, Arnold Schwarzenegger promised the voters he would keep them involved in politics if he were elected. He told a campaign rally in San Diego that America is the best country in the world because the people decide if government leaders are doing their jobs.
And if we decide they're not, then we have the obligation to rise up and to take the government back and do the job ourselves. And that's what we're going to do on October 7th.
October was the first time the Californians have recalled a governor, but voters here have long imposed their will on a wide range of public policies. Arguably, the most notable example was the so-called Taxpayers' Revolt, the 1978 passage of Proposition 13, which slashed property taxes and capped their growth ever after. More recently, California voters have used the ballot to eliminate affirmative action in government programs, abolish bilingual education, and withhold social services and education from millions of illegal immigrants, though that last one was mostly overturned by the courts.
So initiatives have been seen with some trepidation in the Latino community because a minority doesn't have that significant chances of winning, especially if it's an anti-minority message.
Harry Pachon is the president of the Tomas Rivera Policy Institute, which studies Latino issues. The initiative process that was the cutting edge in 1911, Pachon believes, has not kept up with the growing population and increasing diversity of the state. Voters are not, he says, making decisions based on serious analysis of the issues.
The way that initiatives are run in a state of 30-plus million people is that really initiatives are publicized with three-word messages, vote no on taxes, or vote yes on civil rights. It really isn't deliberative discussions. It's who has the most money, who has the most effective PR.
If so much is left up to the voters in California, it may be in part because the state lacks the entrenched political institutions that exist in other parts of the country, says Republican political strategist Arnold Steinberg.
going back a long, long time, California was very innovative politically, because when you look at other parts of the country, you simply have had a longer political tradition. You know, go to Chicago and you've had machine politics there a much longer time. Go to New York City and you had the borough system and ways of established voting.
And it's not so much that Californians have the power of the initiative and the recall, says Steinberg. It's that they haven't shied away from using it. And that's what gets the attention of the nation.
So when you see the large numbers of people here and combine that with a natural sense of rebellion at what's perceived to be an elitism of the East Coast, then you're going to see a rebellious spirit here on many, many issues, whether it was Prop 13 or against racial preferences. The list is endless here, and I think people see themselves as trendsetters, and I think they are.
This willingness of California voters to take matters into their own hands is not just part of the state's politics, but part of its culture, according to Derry Schrago, the consultant to Democrats in the state assembly.
It is this very, very, very strong sense of individualism that is the American West that has always been true. It is still true. And that is that we can just sort of figure it out by ourselves, and we should never let these politicians and the government get too much power, because nothing good will come of it.
With such disdain for politicians, Californians have made sure there aren't too many of them and that they don't stick around too long. For example, there are so few state senators that each one now represents more people than a member of Congress, and voters here adopted some of the strictest term limits in the nation. As a result, says Derry Schrago, there's an extraordinary disconnect between Californians and their elected officials.
Couple that with the fact that we have these mechanisms on the books that allow Californians who get angry, and they do about once every 12 years with regularity, to do something at the polls to sort of cathart. And you've got a system that, to the rest of the world, or certainly the rest of this country, looks totally bizarre. And, of course, that's what they expect of Californians anyway.
And the mark of a true Californian, says Schrago, is that, quote, we know everybody makes fun of us. And we just don't care. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.